Hello again, I'm Travis Schneider with RE Squared Robotics, and the topic of today's episode is defense robotics. In today's episode, I'll be talking with one of the newest members of the RE Squared team, Jonathan Brown. Jonathan has joined the RE Squared team to support our business development efforts with a focus on expanding our defense business. So, welcome, Jonathan, and thanks for joining me today.
Hey Travis, how are you doing?
Great. So, Jonathan, just to get things kicked off, could you give me a little bit of background about yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Sure. So, as Travis, as you just mentioned, I lead up the business development efforts here, focused on the Department of Defense for RE Squared. Before this, I guess I first got into the kind of the defense world about 10 years ago, when I started working for a small company that had some work both for National Institutes of Health as well as for TARDEC up in Detroit, Michigan. And I realized that the big opportunity for that business, as well as for the customers, was to really focus on the work we were doing for the Department of Defense. And so I guess for about the past 10 years, I've been helping small businesses do research and development for the Department of Defense, and just really have enjoyed this work.
Oh, that's great. So, Jonathan, who would you say inspires you?
So, great question. So, the person who hired me out when I first graduated from business school, a man by the name of Frank Resnick, he was a fantastic manager, and he really taught me a lot of things that have served me well, both in my professional life as well as in my personal life. Professionally, he taught me the importance of focusing on figuring out what the goal was in any situation and making sure that all your actions and plans were focused on achieving that goal and not letting yourself get distracted by other things. He also taught me the importance of treating the folks you work with, the folks who report to you, the folks you report to as people, and really caring about them as people. And Frank cared a lot about me as a person in terms of my personal growth. He gave me a lot of opportunities to do different things and to stick my hands and get exposure to different areas within the business. And I had a tremendous amount of responsibility very early in my career. And I guess so he taught me that if you see somebody who has some capabilities, who's some spark, and you give them some runway and you help guide them, they really can achieve a lot. And it's just been a great inspiration to me throughout my career.
Wow, that's great. It sounds like it actually aligns very well with the RE Squared core values. So maybe jumping into the next question, and I think you touched on this a little bit already. So what interests you broadly about the defense industry?
So, as I mentioned before, 10 years ago, I really did not have much exposure to the world of the defense industry or to any of the services, anyone in uniform. And when I first started getting exposed to both the civilian employees in the Department of Defense and more importantly, people in uniform at the DoD, I just got inspired. I mean, I realized these are folks who are, literally putting their lives every, lives on the line every day for us. They have made a personal commitment far above anything that I have made in my life. And anything that we can do to help them is just fantastic. And the ability to have, I guess, an impact. It sounds trite, but it is true. The ability to provide something of value that can help somebody in uniform better do their job, better achieve their goals, make them safer, something that allows them to better perform is just, it's a phenomenal feeling to have.
And that might be a lead into my next question, but then why robotics within the defense industry?
So robotics. So I've always enjoyed learning about new things and learning about new technologies and figuring out how that they can apply. And the exciting thing about robotics is that ability to have a huge difference, and not just to have an incremental change, but really to change the mindset, change the capability set, and just enable folks in the DoD to get things done that they weren't able to get done before. And again, as I said, just have a huge impact on what you can do. And that's and to be, at the end of the day, at the end of a workday or at the end of a work year, to be able to look back and say, hey, I was able to help warfighters or folks in the DOD achieve X so much better than what they were able to do before. That's just a great feeling of accomplishment. You know, great, it gives me great satisfaction to think about that.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. So, and then maybe just speaking briefly and a bit more broadly about some trends within the defense robotics space. So what are some of the recent trends that you see as it pertains to the defense industry as a whole within that robotics arena?
Yes. So particularly in the world of ground robotics, we've seen a trend from where people did a lot of talking about ground robotics and utilizing it to really putting words, to really putting actions, and more importantly, money, putting money behind their words, which is really what it boils down to in terms of getting things done within the Department of Defense. And we've seen from the Army, certainly, you know, they've announced a number of programs of record, which will utilize robotics in ways never envisioned before, in support of the next generation ground combat vehicle. That's, you know, they're looking at using robotics extensively in that and in a number of other ways. So I think it's fantastic to finally see the Army as a whole, and not just the Army, the DoD as a whole, really embrace robotics and trying to utilize it to enable them to accomplish missions that they wouldn't have been able to have accomplished before. So that's exciting. And not just in the Army, you certainly see it with the Air Force in terms of what they're doing with unmanned autonomous systems, unmanned aviation systems, and using them in different ways. And certainly as it relates to the work that we do here at RE Squared in terms of dexterous manipulation or mobile manipulation, the service is looking at ways of how they can use autonomy in conjunction with manipulation to better accomplish tasks. And they're putting, you know, giving serious thought, putting programs together to accomplish those things. And
why do you think there's been that shift in the market? Why do you think there's been that change in perspective from leadership to put, you know, funding behind these programs? Whereas it sounds like you're saying in the early days, it used to be a lot of talk. Now it seems like there's a lot of funded activities and a lot of substance behind what people are marching toward.
Yes. So I think some of it has come from the hard work and the great work that defense contractors have done in terms of demonstrating capabilities. Some of it has also come from the civilian side in terms of all the talk and progress that's being made in the world of autonomous driving. And while there's clearly a lot of work to be done on the civilian world, I think the defense industry and the Department of Defense is waking up and realizing, hey, a lot of this stuff is possible, and they're going to actually use those capabilities, and they want to put those capabilities into practice. So the fact that they see Google or Uber or the, you know, GM, Ford, Chrysler trying to play in the world of autonomous driving really has helped inspire the DoD to take it very seriously and realize that a lot of this can be done and can be put into practice. And it's not just a bunch of either DoD research roboticist researchers or DoD contractors saying it can be done, but, you know, industry is demonstrating that in fact it really can be done. So they're taking it seriously. The other thing I think that's helped this is the DoD realizes they have a manpower challenge and they can't get all the missions and all the tasks that they need to, they can't perform all of those missions. They can't perform all of those tasks that they need to perform at their current manning level. So one enabling factor for them is using robotics, and it helps serve as a force multiplier for them to enable the people in uniform to get their missions accomplished while not increasing manning levels.
Yeah, certainly that's a good analog to actually a lot of our commercial customers too, is they're looking at robotics as being, again, a force multiplier and helping to enable maybe a smaller work staff to empower them to do much more. So if you were to look into your crystal ball, what do you think the future of defense robots look like?
It's really a great question, Travis. Well, I think, as you know, from what we see that the services have laid out in terms of their plans and announced programs, I do think that within, in the near future, we will see, optionally manned ground vehicles, aviation systems, as well as both surface and undersea vehicles being used extensively by the services and deployed extensively, and that the services, all the services, are making a concerted effort to figure out how they can leverage the capabilities of unmanned systems, as well as how they can, from a doctrinal perspective, integrate them into their current doctrines and understand really how to leverage those capabilities. And I think they are realizing that unmanned systems help address a number of needs that they have. And I think they're really focused on figuring out how they can make that happen.
Okay, well, that's great. So maybe getting a little bit more focused here, speaking specifically to RE2's role in the defense space. So RE2's been around for a while, but why do you think RE2 is so well poised to serve the defense community at large?
So, we have had, RE2 has had almost two decades of developing really creative and innovative, dexterous manipulation systems, robotic arms, and we've been able to demonstrate manipulator systems, those dexterous manipulation systems can perform a lot of tasks that the DoD needs done. And really, and no matter where the application is, whether it's on the ground, whether it's undersea, potentially even in the air, that the services can use dexterous manipulation tools, dexterous manipulator arms to accomplish tasks that they need to be done. And that these systems enable them to accomplish those tasks more safely, more quickly, at less risk, et cetera. So I think that foundation has helped position, or that experience has helped position RE2 for future growth within the DoD space. The other thing I would say is that RE2 has also understood that the human-machine interface is really important to think about and get it right. And we focused a lot of effort on developing intuitive, easy to use interfaces that make it really easy for someone in uniform, really anyone, to be able to use our robotic arms to accomplish the tasks that they want done. One example is the imitative controller that we've developed with funding from the DoD that makes it very easy for someone to control a two-armed system and allows them to, accomplish a set of tasks very easily and almost as if they were doing it with their own arms. So I think having that focus on an intuitive user interface and demonstrating that we can develop it and getting feedback from service members on how we can make it better, I think that has also helped demonstrate how we can provide value to the DoD in this area. I'd say then, though, that the next area for us, for RE2, is in terms of the development of our autonomy and our perception systems and how that can further enable the use of mobile manipulation and dexterous manipulation to really take it to the next level. So we've recently developed two new products that we call RE2 Detect and RE2 Intellect, that really capture those capabilities. The combination of RE2 Detect and RE2 Intellect will enable a robotic system to perceive and reason just like humans do. And that will enable the capabilities of the robotic systems to further support and expand, further support what our warfighters need done, particularly in terms of new applications and new situations.
That's great. So why do you think these perception and autonomy capabilities are important? What will it do for future RE2 customers?
So with regards to perception systems, the technology really has advanced to the capability where robotic systems can actually pick up on stimulus that may not be apparent to the human. A classic example would be the use of infrared imaging, where an infrared sensor can detect an object that a human may not be able to detect. But then the system uses that input from that infrared system then to cause a series of actions to happen as a result of that detection. Another example is where you may have two objects that are similar sizes but are different. And the system, through the use of multiple sensors, may be able to determine based on the readings off those sensors and based on the knowledge that the system has, what those objects are. So despite the fact that they're actually similar in size, the system is able to determine that, hey, they're not the same thing, but they can categorize those objects as two different things. And by categorizing those objects as two different things, that the system then can then recommend to the operator certain actions, or if appropriate, the system itself may take certain actions. So this is an area where RE2's AI capabilities come into play. So we can enable robotic systems to decipher objects of interest, and even objects where the system may have not seen it before, but the system is able to understand what that object is likely to be based on other things that it's seen before, through training data, et cetera. And this then helps improve the robotic system's situational awareness and beyond what may be perceivable by the human operator. RE2 Intellect is the enabling software product to enable this next level of capability for robotic systems. And this capability means that in certain situations, the robotic systems will be able to take actions independent of the human operators who are commanding the system. Now, there'll be, many times when the human operator is in the loop, so the human operator can have veto control, if you will, over what the robotic system is doing. But there may be other situations where you want the robotic system to go ahead and take an action based on what RE2 Intellect, based on how RE2 Intellect is processing the entire scene, based on its understanding of the mission's goals and generating a recommended action. There could well be situations where you want the robotic system to go ahead and take an action based on the recommended action that RE2 Intellect generates based on all of the data that it's gathered and how its perception system has processed that data. So, and that obviously then creates a force multiplier because it relieves the robotic operator from a lot of work and makes their job a lot easier.
Well, that's great. Thanks for that, Jonathan. So was there anything else you'd like to cover today?
So yeah, the other thing I'd like to cover is really RE squared itself. I've known the guys at RE squared for almost as long as I've been in the defense industry, and I have always been incredibly impressed by the solid work that they do, how smart they are, and the way they work with their defense customers, as well as the way they work with other defense contractors. They're just stand-up folks. And when I realized that there would be an opportunity to join RE squared and help them propel their growth even further, I was really excited by that. As I said, I've always been impressed by the work that they do, and it's really an exciting opportunity for me to be able to join them and work with them on a day-to-day basis and help further that growth for them and help provide added capabilities to our defense customers.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. And with that, I think we'll wrap up today's episode. So thanks, Jonathan, for joining me.
Sure.
Since 2001, RE Squared Robotics has remained committed to our mission to develop innovative technologies that make a positive impact on the world. RE Squared is a leader in the design, development, and manufacture of human-like robotic technology, solving the most challenging applications in the world. If you would like to be contacted about a robotics application, please email us at myrobots@resquared.com. That's myrobots at resquared.com. To stay up to date with the latest RE Squared news, visit our website at www.resquared.com, or you can always follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you'd like to see more videos like this, or videos featuring actual RE Squared robots, please subscribe to this channel on YouTube.